use of force. This is the way. It has also been called wu wei, or not forcing, which means to take the line of least resistance in all of one's actions, and by doing so, create more strength. Here's what I believe you can learn and practice from Lao Tzu's advice in this 30th verse of the Tao Te Ching. First, eliminate verbal and or physical force in all situations. Examine the relationships in which you experience conflict. Make a concerted decision to use less harsh language and to completely veer away from becoming physical in the resolution of any altercation. Practice stopping thoughts of violence by shifting right in the moment to a stance of listening. Bite your tongue, stifle yourself, hold back any response at all for the time being. These are great reminders to you to become attuned to the way. Remember, any act of force will definitely produce a counterforce. So if you insist on escalating devastation, your weapons will be turned back upon you. And secondly, refuse to participate in violent actions in any way. Create distance between any form of violence and yourself. This includes listening to TV or radio reports or even perusing newspaper articles about the uses of force taking place all over the planet. See if you're justifying hearing or reading about hostile activities as a need to be fully informed. Once you know that force is being applied anywhere in the name of subjugating others, you'll realize that this constant repetition of that news makes you a participant in the violence. By refusing to allow such energy into your life, even as a passive observer, you keep yourself attuned to the way. Eventually, when enough of us are unwilling to tolerate such behavior in any form, we'll be closer to bringing an end to the use of force on our planet. Remember that every use of force, even the smallest, creates a counterforce. Here's what a great 16th century poet named St. John of the Cross advises. Quote, "You might quiet the whole world for a second if you pray, and if you love, if you really love, our guns will wilt." Unquote. Do the Tao now. In line with altering the way you look at the world today, change every television channel and radio station that presents an image or audio of the use of force or violence. Then increase that no-tolerance policy to include movies, videos, and games that have beatings, homicides, and chase scenes. The 31st verse of the Tao Te Ching, quote, "Weapons are the tools of violence. All decent men detest them. Therefore, followers of the Tao never use them. Arms serve evil. They are the tools of those who oppose wise rule. Use them only as a last resort. For peace and quiet are dearest to the decent man's heart, and to him even a victory is no cause for rejoicing. He who thinks triumph beautiful is one with a will to kill, and one with a will to kill shall never prevail upon the world. It is a good sign when man's higher nature comes forward, a bad sign when his lower nature comes forward. With the slaughter of multitudes, we have grief and sorrow. Every victory is a funeral. When you win a war, you celebrate by mourning." Unquote. Living without weapons. The 31st verse of the Tao Te Ching unequivocally states that implements of violence serve evil. Lao Tzu clearly knew that weapons designed to kill are tools of futility and should be avoided if you choose to live according to the principles of the Tao. This includes the design, production, marketing, distribution, and of course the use of weapons in the business of killing. The Tao is about life. Weapons are about death. The Tao is a creative force. Weapons are about destruction. Humanity has failed to learn this profound teaching of the Tao Te Ching, which was written when weapons consisted mainly of bows and arrows, spears, hatchets, and the like. From his position as an observer and a being of divine wisdom, Lao Tzu recognized that there's no victory in any activity where killing takes place. Why? Because all people, regardless of their geographic location or belief system, are connected to each other by their originating spirit. We all come from, retain, and return to the Tao. When we destroy each other, we're destroying our opportunity to allow the Tao to inform us, to flow freely in and through the form we're in. What appears to our ego to be a victory to celebrate is really a funeral, a time to mourn. Lao Tzu reminds us that taking pleasure in winning a battle is aligned with an ego's will to kill. The Tao has only a creative, nurturing, and loving will. On this physical plane, our highest nature expresses itself through the precepts of the Tao, while our lowest nature expresses itself by engaging in the business of killing. The written history of humankind involves wars as far back as it can go, and we measure our supposed march toward civilization by the sophistication of our weapons. We've advanced from simple spears used in close individual combat to bows and arrows that kill from a short distance, rifles and explosive devices that execute from farther away, and bombs that decimate when dropped from the air. We've reached the level where we have to invent terms like megadeth and weapons of mass destruction to describe our current ability to annihilate millions of people and other life forms with one nuclear blast. The current level of presumably enlightened sophistication means that we have the capacity to destroy all life on our planet with the weapons we've amassed. This perilous state has emerged because we've ignored the basic tenet of the Tao Te Ching, particularly as stressed in the infinite wisdom of this verse. Arms serve evil. They are the tools of those who oppose wise rule. I believe that Lao Tzu is not only speaking about physical weapons, but also non-physical behaviors that are just as destructive. These include violent words, gestures, and threats that aren't a part of humankind's higher nature. If you change the way you look at your world, you must include noticing your language and your demeanor. Do you demonstrate that you're a person who values life in all of its costumes? Are you someone who wouldn't take up any type of arms, be they physical or not, against another, unless alternative means had been exhausted? And then if forced to injure another, are you able to feel compassion for your so-called enemy? Weapons designed to kill are inconsistent with the very essence of the Tao. Thus, you must make every effort to be peaceful and harmonious with its life-giving energy. The massive proliferation of guns in our modern society is a giant step away from humankind's highest nature. So replace defending the right to own and use weapons with the Tao consciousness. Seek instead to